Now, imagine being invited as a member of a stadium audience to perform on stage with one of the world's greatest bands. It would never happen, right? But that's exactly what happened to a trio of Czech U2 fans, themselves musicians who play in a U2 revival band, at a concert in Berlin last weekend. Incredibly, lead singer Bono invited the Czechs, all strangers to him, to come on stage for the song Angel of Harlem. Jan Wellinger has the story.
If you've ever crooned, "I still haven't found what I'm looking for" in the shower, this story is probably for you. How three Czech fans, members of a tribute group, were invited impromptu by Bono to join U2 on stage. Last Saturday at Berlin's Olympic Stadium, the Czechs, guitar player Štěpán Etrich, bass player Cyril Strejc, and drummer Michal Šimek, put together signs describing they knew how to play U2's Angel of Harlem off of the album Rattle and Hum. But of course, they never really thought their plan would work. To their disbelief, several songs in, Bono gestured to them to come up. A little earlier, I spoke to Michal Šimek on the line from Amsterdam, who described how things came together.
It was plan of our guitar player, Štěpán. He had this idea to prepare the signs for us, like me and drums is Angel of Harlem. He had the guitar sign and Cyril had this bass sign, and I thought it's impossible, and for me it was like, oh, we would have to had so much luck, like to win in a lottery or something like that. But then EH started to play this guitar riff of this song, and Bono turned to the audience, and we put these signs up, and it happened. He pointed with his finger and like asked, "Can you make it?" And we like, "Yeah, we can make it."
Before they knew what was happening, they had joined U2 on the podium.
This is an experiment. I need a guitar for this man.
For a U2 fan, playing guitar or the drums belonging to Larry Mullen Jr. almost defy description, not to mention performing in front of 80,000 people. But Michal Šimek says there was little time to be nervous.
You wouldn't believe me. It was like nothing. I didn't realize what's happening. I didn't feel any fear. I wasn't nervous. I was happy that I see him from so close and I can shake my hand with the drummer Larry Mullen Jr. And I took my place behind the kid and started to play.
The drummer does admit it was a relief that neither he nor his bandmates messed up. The tribute band they are in, called the U2 Pop-Tarts, had never before performed live, before anyone, he explains. The reason? They spent the last year and a half in rehearsal searching for a suitable singer. Now they were performing with Bono himself. And of course, the 5 minutes the Czechs spent on stage are moments they'll never forget. Michal Šimek once again.
I didn't have enough courage to dream about this because it's like, oh, that can never happen. But it happened. It was so euphoric and they give you so much energy. It's like hard to describe and hard to believe we weren't afraid or nervous, but it was really that way.
And you can find that performance of Angel of Harlem, in which Bono also pays tribute to Michael Jackson, at YouTube.
You're not the man in the mirror. I'm the